Welcome to Pearson South Africa's podcast series on the Grade 12 Xkit Achieve, My Children, My Africa Study Guide. You'll be hearing about various aspects of studying this play. Today we'll start by chatting about Ethel Fugard, the writer who is as South African as Biltong and Millipap. He was born in 1932 in Middelburg, a small Karoo town north of Graaf-Reinet. Fugard went to school in Port Elizabeth. After matric, he studied at UCT before hitchhiking to North Africa. Next, he worked as a sailor on a steamship for 2 years. After his marriage to Sheila Mehring in 1956, Fugard worked as a clerk in the Johannesburg Native Commissioners Court. This really opened his eyes to the injustices of the apartheid system. Later, he moved back to Port Elizabeth. From 1964 till 1974, he lived in a small village called Skoenmakerskop. The pathway to fame was mapped out in these years with opposition to the inhumanity of apartheid as his key theme. Important breakthroughs came with plays such as People Are Living There, Hello and Goodbye, Busman and Lena, and The Island. It was here too where Fugard first workshopped Sizwe Banzi is Dead with the Serpent Players. A leading light in this group was John Carney, who played the lead role of Mr. M in My Children, My Africa, which was first performed in the Market Theatre, Johannesburg, on the 27th of June, 1989. In a YouTube interview, Fugard describes the birth of My Children, My Africa. He had seen a small report in the Herald newspaper about the killing of a teacher, Anele Mialaja, in Cook House, a small town north of PE. Anele was falsely accused of being an imbimbi, or informer. This prompted the writing of the play. In the interview, Fugard says some revealing things. He says his concerns as a playwright, actor, and director in a play like My Children, My Africa are centered on a huge dilemma. What is the best way to respond to an evil system like apartheid? Should violence be met with violence, or is there another way? He says that his own internal debate led him to a belief that putting words on paper is a valid form of action, which can even get inside the heads of people in armored cars. Ethel Fugard now lives in Cape Town and still writes for the stage. In 2005, the movie adaptation of his novel, Tsotsi, won the Academy Award for the Best Foreign Language Film. Note that pages 5 to 7 in the Xkit Achieve study guide provide extra information about Fugard and the background to My Children, My Africa. That's all we have time for now. Thanks for listening and good luck for your studies.